Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're jumping straight into the spirits world. We're looking at a company called Distill.
That's right. And first off, a big thank you to Allenby Capital.
Absolutely. They provided a fantastic report, really detailed, which is the main source for our deep dive today.
Yeah, it's packed with insights. So our mission really is to unpack the key takeaways from that report. We want to understand Distill's business, this major investment they've made, and maybe figure out what's behind all the recent buzz around the company.
And the timing, well, it couldn't be more relevant, could it? We're literally days away from something huge happening.
You mean the Ardgowan Distillery opening?
Exactly. The grand opening is set for June 20th. It feels incredibly timely, and you have to wonder if it's connected to Distill's share price.
Which has seen a huge jump, right? The report mentions over 100% in just the last 6 weeks or so.
It's a massive increase. So, Ardgowan, tell us about that project. It seems central to the whole story.
It really does. It's a brand new, state-of-the-art whiskey distillery located near Glasgow. And it's opening, like you said, this month, imminently.
And Distill's involve how?
They have a significant investment. The report puts it at £3 million. It's structured as a convertible loan note.
Okay, convertible loan. For people listening, what does that boil down to?
Well, basically, it starts as a loan, but Distill has the option down the line to convert that debt into shares, into actual ownership in Ardgowan.
Right.
The potential outcome, according to the report, is around a 9% equity stake for Distill, which is, you know, a pretty decent slice of a major new distillery.
39%. But Ardgowan is about single malt whiskey, isn't it? And that takes... well, ages to mature.
It does. Years. The report points to the first big release not being until maybe 2032.
So 2032, that feels a long way off. How does this investment generate excitement now? What's the immediate angle, especially thinking about that share price jump?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting and where the report sheds some light. The site isn't just about making whiskey that needs aging.
Okay.
Crucially, Distill is setting up a dedicated visitor center for their Blackwoods brand right there on the Ardgowan grounds.
The Blackwoods Visitor Center. Okay, I see. So that's their Scottish gin and vodka brand.
Exactly. And they're aiming for a soft opening for this visitor center this month, too, basically alongside the main distillery opening.
So this visitor center becomes the kind of physical home for the Blackwoods brand.
Precisely. It's designed to be much more than just a shop. It's about full brand immersion.
What does that mean in practice? What can people do there?
Well, the report talks about learning how gin and vodka are made, doing tours, tastings naturally, but also more hands-on stuff, like making your own gin, taking cocktail classes, mixology lessons. It's really about creating that direct connection with the consumer, building the brand experience.
That sounds like a powerful marketing tool.
Yeah.
But also direct sales.
Absolutely. That's a key point. It creates a high margin sales channel because when visitors buy directly at the center, Distill keeps the full margin, no intermediaries.
And the location helps there.
Strategically, yes. It's near transport link, sure, but the report highlights it's only about a 15-minute drive from the Greenock cruise ship terminal.
Oh, right. Cruise ships mean?
Tens of thousands of international visitors docking nearby each year. A huge potential audience walking... well, driving distance away.
Okay, so that direct-to-consumer piece, the brand home aspect, that's opening literally now. That feels significant. What about the rest of Distill's business? The report touches on their existing brands, right? Like Red Leg Rum.
It does. Red Leg Rum is a core brand for them. Now, the report is quite clear about the wider UK spirits market. It's facing challenges.
Like what?
Economic pressures, obviously, but also significant hikes in excise duty. Tax is a huge component. The report mentions it can be around 70% of the cost of a typical bottle. That really squeezes margins and affects pricing. So the overall market forecast is, let's say, subdued.
But rum is doing better.
Yes, that's one of the bright spots highlighted. Rum, particularly spiced rum like Red Leg, is identified as a growth category in the UK.
Why is that?
Partly driven by cocktail culture, its popularity with younger drinkers. It seems to be bucking the general trend. And Distill also recently signed a big distribution deal for Red Leg with global brands.
Okay, so that should help get it into more places.
Exactly. The report suggests it should significantly boost Red Leg's reach across the UK on trade and off trade.
Right. So let's try and connect the dots then. We've got Distill with its core rum brand in a growing segment, navigating a tricky wider market. And then we have this major strategic investment in Ardgowan.
Which isn't just about long-term whiskey, but crucially includes the Blackwoods Visitor Center, opening basically now this month, right alongside the main distillery on June 20th.
offering these new direct-to-consumer sales, brand-building opportunities, visitor experiences.
Precisely. So understanding all these pieces, the solid base in rum, the timely Ardgon project becoming reality, and especially the immediate potential of that Blackwood Center, it really helps frame why there might be this increased interest, this buzz, and potentially explain some of that recent share price momentum we talked about.
It feels like years of planning are sort of crystallizing into tangible assets right now.
That seems a fair way to put it.
Which leaves a question for you, the listener, to maybe chew on. Just how much potential is locked up in that direct connection with consumers through the new Blackwoods Visitor Center? Could this direct channel truly reshape the business model for Distill's brands going forward?
It's definitely a fascinating thought.
A big thank you once again to Allenby Capital for their report. The insights really made this deep dive possible today.